Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Numbers 851 to 920. M. R. Number 915. Work the cities while there is time. Our faith is small. We need more earnestness in prayer. A heaven full of blessings awaits our demand. These blessings will be given in answer to the fervent, effectual prayer that asks with an earnestness that will not be denied. The firm hold of a wrestling Jacob is called for now. The holding power of unquestioning faith needs to come into the lives of God's people. God's work needs men who will say, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." It needs men who will consecrate themselves unreservedly to God. Genuine, earnest faith will prepare the heart for the reception of God's power. Is it true that the end of all things is at hand? What mean the awful calamities by sea, vessels shipwrecked, and lives hurled into eternity without a moment's warning? What mean the awful accidents by land, fire consuming the riches men have hoarded, much of which has been accumulated by oppression of the poor? The Lord will not interfere to protect the property of those who transgress his law, break his covenant, and trample upon his Sabbath, accepting in its place a spurious rest day. As Nebuchadnezzar set up an image on the plains of Dura and commanded all to bow before it, so this false Sabbath has been exalted before the world, and men are commanded to keep it holy. But it has not a vestige of sanctity. Nowhere in God's word are we commanded to reverence the first day of the week. Thus men will continue to disobey their Maker, and the plagues of God are already falling upon the earth, sweeping away costly structures as if by a breath of fire from heaven. Will not these judgments bring professing Christians to their senses? God permits them to come that the world may take heed, that sinners may be afraid and tremble before him. "Curse ye, Meroz," said the angel of the Lord. "Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty." Judges 5, verse 23. Let the indifferent ones arouse and do their part in the work of the Lord, lest this curse be spoken against them. Let all who can give themselves to the long-neglected work in our cities, a work that has been looked at and then passed by on the other side, as the wounded man was passed by the priest and Levite. Take up the work in the cities wholeheartedly, intelligently, unselfishly. I'm instructed to encourage decided efforts to secure helping hands to do missionary work, to give Bible instruction, and to sell the books containing present truth. Thus, skillful work may be done in hunting and fishing for souls. Young men, your help is called for. Make a covenant with God by sacrifice. Take hold of his work. He is your sufficiency. Be strong. Yea, be strong. Not only men, but women can enter the canvassing field, and canvassers are to go out two by two. This is the Lord's plan. My brethren, will you use the talent of speech in earnest persuasion to lead our people to see the importance of the work? We must arouse the zeal and earnestness of the canvassing agents, calling on them to take the light into the dark places of the earth. There is no release for any who have talents and capabilities. They are required to be the Lord's instruments, required to cooperate with the Lord Jesus in shedding the light of heaven into this sin-darkened world. To secure your present and future good, Christ gave himself as a sacrifice. Will you draw back from making a covenant with God by sacrifice? Christ died on the cross to save the world from perishing in sin. He asks your cooperation in his work of soul-saving. You are to be his helping hand, to do the work that needs to be done, to place the truth before as many as possible. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. See 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, 20. We are laborers together with God. Lay hold of his work with clean hands, a pure heart, and holy, consecrated endeavor. Press forward to gain the triumphs of the cross of Christ. Are you not striving for a crown of immortality? For a life that measures with the life of God? Oh, put your whole heart into the work. Let nothing cause your zeal to flag. Let us press forward unitedly to the help of the Lord, all of one heart and of one mind. Let us not depend on human wisdom. Let us not lean on man. Look beyond human beings to the one appointed by God to carry our griefs and sorrows, and to supply our necessities. Taking God at his word, move forward with steadfast, persevering faith. Christ's presence and his word, "Lo, I am with you always," is our wisdom and righteousness. It is the living presence that makes the living word. The kingdom comes to us not in word only, but in power. It is unwavering faith in Christ's presence that gives power. White Estate, Washington, D.C.
March 4th, 1982.